get ready to sip the tea. It's Ken, Colleen, and Curds. What happened? Presented by Fiscus Jewelers on Star 102.5.
Our listener, Brittany, asked for our help today. Says she met Tom on Bumble and hit it off real well, talking that way, and then they met for drinks. She said they had a great time. Joked around, said he's a really funny guy. And, you know, when we got Tom on the phone, he seemed to like Brittany, too. He talked about how funny she was.
Yeah.
So it sounded like all things were going well, except he said, I just don't think it's going to work out. He also said his sister doesn't think she is his type. So how did the sister get involved here? How did she meet Brittany, or where does that come from, Tom?
Well, you know, my sister works. She tends the bar at the restaurant that we went to.
Okay.
That
explains something.
That's the woman. Got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, we had kind of left out the part she thought you were a little too friendly with the bartender, but now it's your sister.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense.
Sisters, you know, can be protective. Why does her opinion matter so much?
I mean, her and I are close, and I do trust her. You know, that's the main thing, is that I trust her. She knows my type. In the past, she set me up with a friend, and it was one of, like, the best and longest-lasting relationships I've ever been in. So she knows it's good for me. You know,
okay.
That's why I went on a date at that restaurant, so she could kind of gauge whether this would work out.
So this was on purpose. You took her to that place on purpose so that your sister could chime in on this. And you've done this before?
Yeah. I have done this before, yes.
Okay, well, this is a little odd. And, I mean, I'm going to point out here that whoever this woman was that your sister set you up with, it didn't work out. So this person's in the past. Maybe your sister doesn't know you as well as she thinks she does.
Yeah. In fairness, we had a woman a while back on this segment who said she had her brother meet all
That's right.
her dates.
Yes.
And I told her I thought she was a little too old for that. So I kind of think the same thing about you, Tom.
Yes, did you take her there? Weird, Tom's weird.
I don't know. Okay, all right, well, let's see. We wanted to know, and he told us, so let's get Brittany back onto the show now. Brittany?
Hi.
Hi.
So your sister was the bartender?
Yes, that's correct.
And you took us there on purpose so she could, like, watch our date? That is creepy. Like, kind of twisted, actually. I'm a little speechless. I've never had someone do that to me. Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, I sort of just explained it. You know, I mean, she knows my type. I trust her. It's just something that, you know, those instincts I trust.
Okay, this is weird. You've got some messed up type of relationship with your sister. I'm totally not comfortable with that. I actually feel, like, disrespected. How old are we, too? Are you, like, 12, bringing your mom to a... You know, like, who does that? I didn't bring anyone to my date. Like, why would you be...
I will say,
I'm like flabbergasted, guys.
I don't think
anyone has done this to me before.
Okay, yeah.
It's really okay, flabbergasted, because this doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's disgusting.
I didn't call you back. You don't have to worry about me or the thing.
Thank God.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Thank God. I'm so glad you were exposed, because I'm so glad you didn't call me back, because you're like sick.
Okay.
You need some help. You shouldn't bring people on your date or have them set up to go to a sister's bar or whatever you did. Like, who does that?
All right. Well, we're clearly not. You guys are not going to see eye to eye on this.
Right.
So I'm just going to cut you off right now. I will say this undercover boss angle of dating is a little strange to me.
Right.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You're under review and you don't know it. Okay. Well, look, obviously, Brittany, you wanted to know what happened, and Tom did explain. We do appreciate the honesty. Tom, and this is the way he does things, and you don't like it, so clearly you're not moving on here, but sorry
clearly
didn't work.
No, and he should probably just date his sister.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
Okay. She is funny. He wasn't so much.
Alright, well, good luck to both of you. We're done here. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Finally, closure. Maybe. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened? Presented by Fiscus Jewelers on Star 102.5.